mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Luke chapter 2. I read for you again. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. So far the reading of the text. Dear beloved, in the name of Jesus. On the 8th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me what? Your true love didn't give you anything? That can't be. It just is not possible. Unless, of course, you forget who your true love really is. And that's often the case. We forget who our true love is. We forget the one who made us, saved us, and claimed us as his own. We forget the one who shed his blood and died for us. We forget the one who gives us the blessing of a name, his name. So on this 8th day of Christmas, let us be richly blessed by hearing what our true love gives to us. In today's gospel, the shortest gospel of the entire church year, we hear what our true love received from his true love on the 8th day. Circumcision, pain and bleeding, the burden of the law, and a name. Now that doesn't sound like much of a gift, does it? And yet, it is the gift that brings great blessing. For God had established circumcision as a sign of the covenant he had made with Abraham and his descendants. Those circumcised were set apart and made children of God's family and placed under his covenant blessings and obligations. Those blessings included God's presence, promises, and protection. The obligations included keeping God's law. Thus, circumcision was initiation into the covenant of God's grace, and it was a continual reminder of that very covenant and the forgiveness that comes only through God for their sin. That's why Mary and Joseph had their son circumcised on the 8th day as the law required. Now, certainly Jesus did not need it for himself. He was already the eternal Son of God. No, Jesus didn't need it. But we do. For with that act, with the shedding of his blood, Jesus was placed under the covenant obligation to observe the whole law. He would be our representative who would do what we are unable to do. He would keep and fulfill the entirety of God's law perfectly in every respect. Furthermore, when he was circumcised, he received his name, also in accordance with God's word. And what a name it is. Both Mary and Joseph had separately been told by an angel that the child to be born should be named Jesus. And the reason he would be given that name was that it identified what he had come to do. save His people from their sins. Thus, His name tells who He is, the Lord, Yahweh, and what He does. Now, in Scripture, a person's name usually said something about who they were and or what God had done for them. For example, the name Jacob means to grasp the heel, to beguile or supplant. When he was born, he was hanging on to Esau's heel. Later, he tricked his father and received Esau's blessing and supplanted or replaced Esau as the eldest son. Jacob lived up to his name. Abraham and Sarah laughed when they heard that Sarah would have a son in her old age. And so they named their son Isaac, which means he laughs. And so too, Jesus' name is important. Not only because that's what God told Mary and Joseph to name him, but because it indicates why he was born. The name Jesus means the Lord or Yahweh saves. His name was much more than a tag or a label by which to identify him. It actually tells us that he is true God and that he came to save us from our sins. That's why the angels told the shepherds, "There is born to you a Savior, Christ the Lord." The Son of God became flesh to save you by keeping the law perfectly and by suffering the punishment that you deserve because of your disobedience. The shedding of his infant blood pointed ahead to the shedding of his blood on the cross. Through the shedding of that precious blood, you have forgiveness of sins and eternal life. That's why St. Paul tells us, "Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Jesus' name is special because of what he has done for us, for you. He truly lived up to his name, and he continues to live up to it. He still is all about saving you. Unless you think there's some other way of salvation, Luke tells us in the book of Acts, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." By believing in the name of Jesus, we believe in Jesus himself and all that he has done for us. Now, as important as it is that Jesus received his name at his circumcision, it's also important that you have been given a name, his name. In your baptism, you were brought into God's family and received his name as your own. And with it, all the blessings that come with baptism. Your sins were forgiven. You were made a child of God. You received Jesus' name. And your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Because you were baptized in the singular name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you now bear God's name and have all of His promises as your own. So when God put His name on you in your baptism, He put you right there by Jesus when He was circumcised. By faith, we believe that Jesus' circumcision is our circumcision. Paul explains it this way. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. When the Lord puts His name on you, everything attached to that name belongs to you. The priestly blessing of number 6, which you receive at the end of the divine service, bestows the Lord's name and His blessing on you. You don't want to miss it. For the Lord indeed blesses you and keeps you from all sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. The Lord's face shines on you, bringing light from above that shines in the darkness of your life. The Lord's countenance is lifted upon you, giving you gladness and joy and peace. Where the Lord's name is, there is His every blessing. Jesus' name is your name through baptism. For in Him you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands. By putting off the body of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised Him from the dead. Yes, Jesus' circumcision is yours through faith in the promise of the seed of the woman. That promise of the seed who crushes the head of the serpent to redeem mankind from the devil's grasp. All this is yours because of what happened 8 days after Christ's birth. His blood shed, even as a baby, is your righteousness that sets you free from the shackles of the law and gives you true freedom in Christ forever. So what did your true love give to you on the 8th day of Christmas? The same thing He gives you every 8th day. Jesus. Forgiveness, life, salvation, and His name. With such gifts, such blessings, have a very blessed and happy new year. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.